Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're listening with Kate Olson, and she's the Cass County Extension Director for Iowa State University. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Kate, with all this pandemic, Extension has had to do lots of changes. You know, it was always go to an Extension meeting, although there were a few that were not actually in person. But now you've made all kinds of changes, and I thought we should just look at some of the programs that are going on now and maybe a few months in the future and how you are adapting.
Okay, yeah, we have a lot of programs that have switched to online. We have some limited programming that is happening in person. Most of that is face-to-face programming that is required for certification. So like we're hosting a ServSafe certification for food service managers here at the end of February. And in early March, we're hosting a face-to-face training for private pesticide applicators. Of course, anytime we do face-to-face training, we are requiring masking, distancing, sanitizing. But people can still come out in person and get their certification. But if you're not looking to get a certification and you're just looking to get some continuing education or information, we have a ton of classes online right now. Most of them are free or very low cost. They cover a variety of topics. There really is something for everybody, and especially as we've been having cold snaps lately, sitting inside and getting an education on your computer is starting to sound a little better.
It is. That's, you know, some people tell me I do quite a few Zooms, and people say, I don't like those Zooms, and I'm going, well, I like them. I get to stay home. I don't really have to dress up much. I have to have something on my top half, and I don't have to get out of my vehicle, and you can still see people and communicate. So, you know, I'm thinking we're going to continue to do some of those kinds of things even after we could do everything face-to-face. What's your prediction there?
I would guess there will be a lot of mixed offerings. Obviously, some folks still prefer to come out and do things in person. And we do a lot of hands-on education, like some of the cooking classes and foods classes that we've done in the past. You know, it really is hard to talk about some of the things without, you know, it's always more fun to get a sample at the end of the class.
Yes,
but
yes.
By the same token, you know, I know one of the things they're talking about for this summer is moving our Master Gardener training online. So there would be a hands-on learning component in workshops, but most of the training itself would be done in an online class format. The nice thing about that is it makes it more accessible. So We've had trouble in the past filling a Master Gardener class if the timing doesn't work for people in the area that are interested in taking the class. And so we have had to cancel some classes for low registration. With the virtual option, there are classes that are being taught regionally by our specialists. So you can tune in. Even if there's only a couple people from Cass County, there might be people from all surrounding counties also attending. So the probability of the classes being canceled is much lower. And then, like you mentioned, the convenience factor. So I would guess that as we start to come out of this and vaccines become more prevalent, we will have a lot more mixed offerings, and people can access a program either in person or face-to-face. I know our neighbors in Adair County right now are doing an Annie's project, and half of their participants are coming to the office and half of them are joining online. And I think that might be something that we see in the future as well.
Mm-hmm. Especially as you think about distance of driving, just driving, you know, it's if you have to drive somewhere, it takes a half an hour. That's an hour total. And instead, you can just stay home. So since you mentioned Master Gardeners, when is that class scheduled and when do people need to sign up?
Registration for the Master Gardener class will open in March. It closes in July, and anyone who is registered and accepted into the program, because we do have an application and a background screening process. So the program will start in August. It is kind of a self-paced class, like an online university class, basically. So the modules will be there whenever people want to go in and watch them. And then we will be working, depending on how many Master Gardeners we have signed up for the program and what counties they're from, we'll be working with our neighboring counties to offer some of the hands-on workshops that we've offered before. Previous years, we've gone outdoor classroom in Messina and hosted a workshop on native plants and wildlife and things like that. We've gone out to local greenhouses and learned about growing fruits and vegetables. So we plan to continue doing some of those things as well. So it will not be a totally online mm-hmm. class. We'll be doing those supplemental workshops as well.
That's great. So you mentioned previously the pesticide applicators training and the food safe program. But I've heard you sort of mention in several places, there's a number of things related to mental health that's available.
Yes, absolutely. Mental health, you know, everybody is kind of talking about mental health right now, but it really is for good reason. The pandemic, the isolation, the restrictions, they're really affecting everybody very differently. And Extension has always had mental health resources and referrals, but they're really, really trying to share that information out with people even more right now. We've always had the Iowa Concern Hotline. That's been around since 1985. And it is definitely getting a lot of use right now. Extension also helps run the statewide resource hotline 211. So either of those are options that folks can call if they have questions. The Iowa Concern Hotline is at 800-447-1985, and that's, you know, a hotline. So it is a true hotline, 100% free, 100% confidential, 24 hours a day. And they will handle anything from mental health to stress counseling, legal education, financial questions. They can refer you on to a legal counselor or a stress referral, or they can refer you to a mental health professional and help set up those appointments if you have questions. And again, it's 100% free, 100% confidential. And we really do encourage people if they're struggling. I saw something the other day that said, well, you know, people are not seeking help because they're like, well, I don't have it as bad as somebody else. Hmm. And that really is, you know, it doesn't matter how bad other people have it. If you're struggling, that's always a good reason to just reach out and talk to somebody.
And
so
they're
we really do want to.
Yeah, resources
yeah, we
available.
We really do want to share
yeah.
that with people. Yeah. Yes.
So, yep.
And again, that the 211 Iowa is also something that ISU Extension helps run. And so we encourage people to access that resource as well. And then we also have trainings available for people who want to learn more about mental health and what they can do. We have a very short program that's usually offered over the lunch hour called QPR, Question, Persuade, Refer. It's basically just an hour-long discussion about how to have that conversation with somebody that you may be concerned about. How to recognize some of those signs of stress, how to recognize some of those early behavior changes, and just ask those questions and kind of get someone pointed in the right direction. And we also have a longer program called Mental Health First Aid that is now available online as well. That is a six-hour class, so it is a little more in-depth, but for anybody that works with someone, you know, the populations that are in a service industry, we actually have promotional codes right now. People who are working with youth, we can get you into the mental health first aid for really not much cost. Same thing with anybody who works in the agriculture industry right now, whether that's a veterinarian or a seed salesman or a ag loan banker, all of those folks, we can get you into any of those classes at no cost just because we're seeing such a mental health toll on those industries right now. And it really does, that one goes a little more in depth about how to ask those questions, recognize the signs. You still are not, it's not your responsibility. It doesn't make you a mental health professional. Mm-hmm. It makes you somebody that people can talk to.
Yeah. Good friend, good listener, perhaps. So Kate, you've talked about a number of programs, and I know we haven't even scratched the surface on things that could be available, are available online. So what's the best way to find out about those?
The best way to find out about those, so there's several different options. If there's something really specific that you're looking for, I would still encourage you to call our office and we'll help you get connected with that. We encourage you, if you're on social media, or even if you're not, you can check our social media page. We have a Facebook page where we're constantly posting links to upcoming events and things like that. It's a public page, so you actually don't even have to have a Facebook account to view all the things that we post on there. The ISU Extension website is great as far as their upcoming events. And if you're looking for local events in Cass County, those are all posted on our Cass County Extension website as well. Sometimes all of those events and information can be a lot. So if there's something specific you're looking for, we definitely encourage you to call the office, send one of us an email, you know, get in touch with somebody, and we can help you find something that's very specific to you. Otherwise, I just encourage you to go out and kind of, you know, look around online and find the programs that are right for you.
All right.
There's some really great ones coming up. So
that phone number is 243-1132. And the Cass County Extension office is open with your mask on if you want to do a personal question. We want to thank you very much, Kate Olson, for visiting with us and kind of prompting us to continue to learn. Until next time, here's a thought. If you want to touch the past, touch a rock. If you want to touch the present, touch an icicle. If you want to touch the future, touch a life.